Hey, Get Fox here. Today we got Muttmen episode 143, and I'm joined as always by the Texas boy. How are you, good sir?
What's going on, Fox? I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing, I would say peachy, but more like a rotten peach today after today's stream.
Yeah, I was in there.
Where you at the whole time?
The whole time. Whenever I'm editing, I got you under the background. So you want to explain to people that may not have been watching your streams, I'm sure they all were though, like what happened to put you in that amazing mood.
Fucking Madden 19 happened. There. Did you guys hear that? Did you get the whisper? Fucking
yes,
Madden 19. Yeah. I don't want to go into more than that.
What?
Just okay. The mechanic. The two-man you. Pass rush. The just
that is my... I hate that so much. Like, I did not... I wanted to fight... I think it was a Madden 16 where that was like the big thing. You just come out in... You come out in a cover... No, you come out in... What's that shit called? Hail Mary defense? What is it called?
Quarters. Oh, yeah.
You come out of that, and then you run commit, and then you couldn't throw over the top. I might have been Madden 15. Just like, what kind? But it'll get pressure three every single time. If you ran the ball, nothing happened. It was just the most stupidest thing in the world. So that's like you and me, man. Three-man pass rush or two-man pass rush is the worst thing ever.
Yeah, so this one came out in 3-3-5. Like, I obviously, the 52 and the other edge pressure stuff, we know it's coming and stuff. This one was frustrating because the pass rush and then the run stuffing was good, too. So they'd rush two. They'd run. You know, blitz, quote unquote, blitz with their user, and then this is the one that set me off. Like the game before that also pissed me off. But regardless, so they'd also man up their safeties in like a cover three deep. So they drop nine in coverage, have a spy out there, user, two guys man up. So like you wouldn't be able to run because the safeties would crash in the line really well. So the runs weren't that good. And then passing, like you had guys manned up in zone. Even when you got guys open, like shit would just like they just like drop it. It was so fucking frustrating. Yeah, that one pissed me off, and then, you know, just the regular 52 blitz, like, I can beat it. It just kind of sucks that, you know, man coverage is good right now.
That you have to do a lot of stupid things to beat it.
Yeah, like, double moves no longer work, unbumpables don't work, so, like, they patched the game to make man super good, but, like, inconsistently good sometimes. Like, here's how I lost one game. Actually, I didn't lose it off this play, but this I lost my mind off it, not the game. But I had Kelvin Johnson and Randy Moss in a tight formation doing double crossers on elite route running. So you know how, like, when you try and, like, man that guy up normally, if you get inside leverage because you know they're going inside, or you cross man him with your safeties, they still win. This guy baseline pressed in man coverage with his corners, Slay and Dion. And then so I was, like, a tight formation. So I was, what, 8 yards away from them running crossers. They both caught up, and when I threw it to Moss... I think Slay caught up and picked the ball off. And Moss had a 5 yard head start on a crosser. And it's like, what the fuck? How come man coverage works when they're unleveraged way behind the play and he could catch up like it's a goddamn game of Mario Kart? But when you actually have inside leverage, when you're trying to stop those crossers intentionally, it's like, go fuck yourself, is what basically Madden's defense telling you. So it's Madden doesn't reward putting your guys in the right position. It's kind of just like, hey, throw them randomly, maybe they'll make a play, but you don't fucking know a lot of times what's going to happen. It's tough. It's tough to play sometimes. Tex, what are your thoughts right now? After watching that stream. Yeah.
It's frustrating because it seems like, but I will say this, it's kind of cool that a lot of people are doing different things to play on defense. That's a kind of a nice thing to see right now because I think you played three games. And I think, two of the guys were running kind of the same thing, but that guy was doing something different. So it's kind of nice to see a variety just to be, like, a positive. But I'm just like, there's certain things you're doing that you shouldn't have to do football-wise to win these games. Like, you should have to motion Calvin Johnson or whoever your receiver is on the outside in to block a defensive end. You shouldn't have to pray your right tackle blocks the defensive end instead of going inside because the guy's hovering. It's just like, these aren't football principles. I want my right tackle to block this guy, but I don't know if he's going to on this play. And so you're kind of putting yourself at a disadvantage because you're running all these certain things to stop this guy's one blitz just for have three routes, which is going to make it much easier for your opponent to cover. So it just seems like, why?
Yeah, Madden's turned into a lot of three-route football with the rise of the 52.
Mm-hmm. A lot of eight-man protections and three routes out there.
Yeah, yeah. Although it's seven-man protection. But yeah.
You're right. Seven.
It's seven. And then, and so it's just – frustrating at times. Like, they keep patching blitzes, but, like, they always patch, like, the symptoms, not the root of the issue, which is the most frustrating part, the O-line mechanics. Hopefully that's something they can really look forward to next year, but I'm sure we're just going to get some bullshit, like, new single-player game or something. Something terrible instead of actually fixing the gameplay. But anyways, Tex, before we introduce our guest, I want to hear the text message for this week. You said you were going to go out this past week, after you didn't have one last week, and do something wild. What did you do?
All right, so that wild thing supposed to be actually tonight. Supposed to go to a concert. Supposed to go see Childish Gambino up at the Pepsi Center.
And then?
Nobody wanted to go with me.
Damn it.
Let me tell you what happened, right? So my roommate was supposed to go with me originally because he bought the tickets, and he had to go to Minnesota on work. And so I'm like, all right, bet. I'm going to go ahead and ask all these people. And everybody kept saying yes, and then they kept saying no because on a Tuesday night. So I'm mad that people who have regular jobs can't go see amazing concerts because this dickhead decided to break his foot and postpone it until today and it happened to be on a Tuesday. So I'm never buying any music from Childish Gambino ever again in my life because he ruined my night. I was going to go to see a concert. We had nice seats. We're going to be in a nice location. Like we were like in the front row. Like you know how they got the concert? They got the stage and then the people who are on the floor who are standing. We were like going to be first row, not standing, but like first row, like looking at us. We had great location. And he decided to postpone it, so I'm over him.
Well, that was very childish of him.
Right, dude broke his foot. Decided I'm gonna take 2 months off. Like it don't take long for it takes literally pain pills to get out there. You don't even what are you gonna be? You're not even dancing, you're not jumping around. Be in a wheelchair. You don't need to move just to perform a concert. Yeah, I've seen some of these older acts like I don't know any older acts. Who's that one guy comes out in a wheelchair? It's like I forgot the name of it. He performs. You know what I'm talking about? It's like rock concert.
Never heard of it. All right. A guy in a wheelchair? Like a
it's
disabled?
Not a guy in
a
wheelchair, but it's like a big band from like the 80s, and he performs in like a he comes out there and sings in a wheelchair. I don't know his name though.
I don't know Stevie Wonder.
He performs. You know, he's blind though, so like see, look, he's blind. And he plays. You broke your foot. I don't want to hear no excuses.
Yeah. I mean, he's sitting the whole concert, right?
Yeah, so I'm just like, I'm really annoyed because I really wanted to see this concert tonight. And so because it fell on a Tuesday night at 7:30, couldn't make it.
Yeah, I would grade that text message disappointing. Are you going to do better for us next week? No, just something absolutely crazy, insane?
I don't do anything.
Well, start. We can't keep the text message going. There's going to be no message.
It's the holiday season, man. It's not like there's no time
for
debauchery. So
go get fucked up off eggnog and go, I don't know, try and ride a police horse or something.
There's no time for this is all family time, bro. If you want like debaucherous tech, that's like summer till like October. I think that's like when I'm like the most debaucherous, like right when I get back from like right before we go on vacation to like Boston and then until we get back.
So you're saying your family isn't too insane either?
My family's all religious, man. Like they knew some of the stories. They would not like me.
Who are you kidding? They'll love you no matter who you are.
You say that.
No matter what
Christians
you do.
Is crazy. If you Christians listen to the podcast, I'm sorry, but like y'all be crazy sometimes.
All right, so let's get over offending one third of the world and let's talk about our guests. Hey, Mike.
Hey,
Mac.
How's it going?
Yes. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing great. I'm doing good, Peachy. Not bad PG.
Oh, well, that's good. I really like whenever Mike comes on the podcast because he just tells his opinion. He doesn't give a damn what you think. Like I love you're well spoken and you're like you don't hedge your bets.
I'm not gonna act like I know what that means, but I'm assuming it means that I don't really have like a filter, but not in a bad way, just kind of in like a genuine that's my opinion way.
Yeah, that's exactly what I meant. Like you could be my interpreter. I don't speak so good. But yeah, maybe if this whole YouTube thing doesn't work out for us, I don't know. I wouldn't have any money anyways to pay you, so
you can pay me in favors.
Okay, sweet. Hopefully sexual. All right, we got a good agenda. We're gonna talk through my ex opinion on Mutt 19 and Madden 19. We'll talk about the end of weekly content and the world as we know it. Zero chilled or chill. Motivators, where are they at though, and Hall of Fame players of limited time legends, along with like Mike Mack's thoughts on maybe a good promo or maybe some new promo stuff. So let's get right into Mike's opinion, since this is the first time we've had you on in 19, which is crazy. I mean, has it seemed like 3 months have gone by? Has it been fast for you guys or just me?
You.
It seems fast. I'm not gonna lie. Like the first month, I felt like kind of slow, and then so far, like October and November so far have just flown by.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's December, right? I don't know what happened to 2018. I'd say, hey, what do you guys think? 2018 or 2017, which is a better year for you guys? Which one do you like better?
17.
Mike.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God. There's really good things that happened to me in 2017 and pretty good things that happened to me in 2018. So I'm going to call it a draw.
You're drawn? All right. Well, that's I build you as somebody who gives an opinion.
Hedges bets. And then he goes in with a draw.
Okay. I'll give my opinion. 2018 has been better than 17.
I fucking love it. Tex, what about you? 18 or 17?
17. Easily.
Really?
Easily.
Why easily? Why 17?
Well, because they ruined chemistry in 18, so 17 had my favorite. I had the most fun playing Madden 17.
Well, I wasn't talking about Madden. I was talking about the year. I was talking about the year.
I thought to myself, yeah, that's what I was. I wasn't listening, apparently. I'm paying attention, too. So 17, which I was living in Texas. 18, so... No, but both of you. 18. 17. 17.
You like 17 better than... Wow. So yeah. you're going downhill here. That sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's what happens when you get older, man. 27. Basically, I'm 45.
Stop it. 27 is the prime of your life.
Dog.
Even Robert Baratheon said...
In words of the great Patrice O'Neill, in black to white years, I'm 146 years old, man. This is what it is.
Even Robert Baratheon said, oh, to be 27 again. So, get out of here.
Lovely reference.
Yeah. So get out of here with this over the hill stuff at 27. You're in the prime, Tex. Yeah, I'd say 2018 for me too. All right, let's get out. What's your opinion on Madden 19 and Mutt 19 in general? Like, talk about gameplay and then content. And what are you kind of feeling this year versus previous years?
So I think the best little phrase to describe Madden 19 is better, but still not good. It's better than 18, in my opinion. I personally like it more than 18. I don't know if I can tell you exactly why, but the game feels different in a good way, but it's still not good. There's still so many things that just don't make football sense, which I feel like EA will never be able to figure out. I feel like that's just, I don't know. But it's better, but not good. If I had to give it a rating out of 10, probably like a 6, maybe.
And this is gameplay, right?
This is gameplay. This is gameplay. 6 out of 10.
Okay. All right.
It's better than average because, average would be, 17 to me. And I think it's better than average. Content-wise, I feel like content has been the best it's been in an extremely long time. Probably since 16.
Yeah. So do you... All right, we're going to... I might jump ahead a little bit here, but we'll jump back. Do you have faith, with the Mutt content, and them ending the weekly content, do you have faith they know what they're doing, or is this a negative move?
No, I have zero faith that they know what they're doing, but...
you just said you loved it.
Well, listen.
I'll let you... Sorry, I don't want to jump in.
I have no faith that they know what they're doing, but... What is the phrase? The squirrel can eventually find the acorn, something like that. I don't know. They might just take a shot in the dark and then end up hitting. So I don't think they know what they're doing, but I think if they try enough times, eventually they'll hit. That's kind of how it works with these promos so far. I feel like a lot of them have just been big swings and big misses, and then eventually, like with the Blitz promo, they got it right, and they see what the formula is to get stuff to work. So are they going to take away like daily content? This is my opinion. From what I've seen on these tweets, they have specifically said this season's. So why would you say season? If you don't mean that it's just the end of season three Monday content, and it's just going to be a different Monday content for season four or whatever, if I have the seasons right, I'm not sure.
That's a valid take. Yeah, you're right.
So they said season every single time, and they could have very well just said this is the end of Monday content, but they said season three Monday content.
Let's say season three.
So I think that they're just going to do something else. Now, is it going to be as good? I personally didn't think the flashback heavyweight and veteran was that good. I didn't think it was that good. I thought the Rising Stars were sick. I really liked that. I thought it was a good way to get younger players that weren't insane good cards and useful cards on a team. I think chemistries are really fun. And I know they said in the tweet today it was that this is the end of season three Rising Stars.
They didn't say season three. They said this season's final.
This season's Rising Stars. So what I'm guessing is they're going to probably do more Rising Stars, or they're going to do a motivator every Wednesday. That's just a guess.
Yeah, I don't think you're wrong. Texas, what do you think about that?
what the future content might hold?
Yeah, like, with them getting rid of it, like, do you have faith that they'll get it? Like, what Mike's saying is basically, he thinks the EA Mutt team is like a Slumdog Millionaire type situation, mm-hmm. where, like, they're accidentally getting everything right just because of, like, some randomness that's going their way. What do you think on that? Are you confident in the Mutt team with them ending weekly content that they'll deliver on our needs and expectations?
See, I think they are going to, because it depends on what they decide to do with this next update, right? So if they decide to, like, instead of doing token sets again, they start doing, like, maybe something that involves current golds and silvers that we got in our binder, it'd be kind of dope. It depends what they decide to do. I don't know if – I know people will be happy with motivators and be happy with signature series players being added to the game, but I kind of want something to increase the value of those golds and silvers in my binder. So that's something I'm looking forward to them doing, but if they just decide to do token sets again, but just add new different ones. So instead of being, it'd be throwbacks, which is basically the same thing as flashbacks. If it's going to be signatures, it's like, who cares? It's a signature on a card. If it's just going to be more, motivators be kind of dope, but it depends on what they decide to do. But everything's trending up, man. So I got faith because, I mean, the last two promos have been great. So
yeah,
they have.
I just don't know if we're going to be getting this up. It's just kind of weird they decided to stop the series update 2 weeks early, considering that they set supposed to come out of the game or be changed on the 14th, mm-hmm. and they stopped it way before that. So I don't know why they decided to do it early. Maybe they got other plans and they want to use other cards for future content,
daily Christmas content, like
that. Yeah, so maybe something like that. But it just seems weird. They have this schedule. They could have easily pushed back or pushed up. And everything's kind of roadmapped as it is, but why they stop updating the flashbacks before the 14th?
Yeah, I would assume it's because they're working on Christmas content and they decided they didn't want to have the time to do this other stuff. And that, because, like, they're working on the Christmas content right now, right? For series, for the first half and the second half of it. So I'm guessing they're like, oh, we don't want to do these things the next few weeks. That's probably why they're banning in it right now. What do you think about that, Tex?
See, that's still, I don't like that excuse. Like, everything should kind of be like kind of planned as it is, and so I don't like you scrapping ideas to work on something else that should already have been done. You get what I'm saying? Like, everything's been kind of predetermined. Like, you know what you're going to do. This shouldn't be an issue.
But it is a small independent company here. We're talking about EA. They don't have a lot of resources.
Yeah, they haven't even gone public, right? Isn't that another thing? Yeah, they're still they haven't even gone public.
They're not even rich enough to give a dividend on their stock. So what the hell? They're obviously poor. Mike, what do you think about that? Like, do you think it's just resource related, or is there some grandmaster plan?
I don't know, dude. I've thought, oh, there's a plan. Oh, there's not a plan. I don't even know anymore. There's no rhyme or reason to anything that they do. I just don't know. Mike's a nihilist. I've given up, dude. I was a positive person with EA at one point because I felt like they kind of listened to me and like a lot of people. And then it's just like after so long, like after being, I guess, in the Muck community for like a couple of years now, you kind of just realize how they are. It's just, I don't know. They make how much money every year as just Madden Ultimate Team? Probably like millions, obviously. Mm-hmm. And they have to pay their employees a pretty good amount. The fact that they like cut stuff off, like promos off, or they're like, oh, we didn't have enough time to finish this. I just think to myself, how the fuck did you not have enough time? What are you doing? If you work 9 to 5, that's an 8-hour day. I'm assuming you take, you know, a break for lunch, whatever. You have 8 hours, Monday through Friday, and you have, what, 20 to 30 people? I don't, is it that hard to design a fucking Mutt promo? I don't think it is. I bet you if you got all the YouTubers, we could plan an entire promo in a day. 3 hours at the max. At the max. So I don't understand this whole, like, we didn't have time for it. I just don't get that. I will say
one thing about that last point. Working in a large organization, you say if you bring all the YouTubers together, I think you could probably do it quicker and plan the promo quicker if it's one person rather than 10. With 10 people, it would probably be like, what, multiple meetings stretched over a couple weeks to plan it out. With like one person, yeah, I could see 3 hours to get a promo done.
Yeah, I just, you know, it's just something I got that I don't understand. I was talking to another YouTuber and they were talking about their experience with, you know, EA, and it pretty much just like they work 9 to 5. That's their job. We got, like, we forget as YouTubers, as people, where essentially our job is 24/7. We're always monitoring things, making sure everything's up to date. If something comes out, we do a video on it, you know, whatever it may be. These people work 9 to 5. At 4:55, at 4:45, they gone. They clocked out. They don't want to work anymore. So the people that we think should be doing this extra work to make something great, we got to realize that this is their day. This is their 9 to 5. So they probably don't care as much as we think they should.
Yeah, I agree, and I don't think we should force them to work overtime. Like I think that's a bad precedent to set, to overwork these people.
No,
like, we as YouTubers work this hard because we want to, and the fact that we want to keep up and on top of things. Like a company like EA has been sued for that kind of stuff in the past, and I don't think we should expect them to do more than a 9 to 5.
I just want to clarify. I don't think that they should work overtime. I'm just saying
they need more bodies, right?
More bodies and like work hard at the time that you're working. Because, like, everybody knows, you know, there are certain days at your day job where you're just like, dude, fuck this. I don't want to be here. And you might not be putting in the effort. Yeah. And so it's like, obviously, someone's going to be affected by that. You want that person to work as hard as they can every single day. But in reality, they don't. It's just that's the nature of fucking life.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's got bad days. Yeah, I agree. So... You don't think it's resource related? You think it's just them kind of be lazy?
I think it's combo. I think it's okay. Combo. I think it's 1,000,000% resource related. I think whenever you're a multi-million-dollar business and you have 30 people working for you, 30, 30, there's something wrong. There should be so many more people working for you. I don't understand how they don't want to hire more people. Is it they want to save money? Probably. I guess that's it.
100%.
I don't know, man.
Want that job to feel special, man. There's more people working there. They're not gonna feel special. It's like how EA has their package, man. Everybody's pulling Bobby Wagner. Everybody's gonna be happy he pulled it.
We should talk about that. I like that.
What a real fucking shame if everybody's happy. God, what a shit show that would be. For everyone to open packs and be happy. God, that would suck.
Yeah. No, I wasn't talking about Bobby Wagner. I was talking about Texas's voice. Like, we got to talk about that. Tex, where'd you get that from? That was awesome.
I don't know. It just came up. It just felt like a perfect time.
Someone needs to clip that.
Weird voice. Use that weird condescending, like, on top of my high horse type voice.
Oh, I get it. Look at now.
If everybody can eat, then there would be no weed food. Like, what? What?
Wait, what's going on? I feel you.
That weird logic EA bestows upon us.
Yeah,
I remember that back in the day with the mystery tickets. Everybody pull a mystery ticket, it won't feel so special. Well, nobody's fucking pulling it.
Yeah,
so put it in packs.
Yeah, that's talk about a throwback. What is it? Mystery tickets, was that like 25 or 15?
That was 15, I think.
15 mystery tickets. Was that at the launch of the game? Well, maybe that was launch 16. Mystery tickets. Is that what the one you talk about, or something else?
That was I think that was 16. Yeah, with the Christian
the mystery boxes. Yeah,
thing that like I don't even know who pulled the first one. That was like day one.
Yeah, it really was. And then, that was kind of cool. I kind of like that.
Yeah, I like that too. Just something extra in packs. That was the one year that I think EA had everything in packs. Like you could pull Super Bowl tickets, you could pull like rewards and stuff. And then EA decided, nah, it's too much stuff.
It is a lot of effort to coordinate with people over like Twitter and accounts and getting names. That's why they did the Mutt rewards, you know, so that way you get your email. So that's why they only make Mutt reward people eligible for golden tickets. Because remember last time we had Mutt, Matt or Mike, the last time we had you on the podcast, you talked about your golden ticket experience, right?
Yeah, your free golden ticket.
Dude, I still don't know what the fuck happened.
Mike, for everybody who doesn't know, who might not have been part of the channel back then, Mike mysteriously got a golden ticket on his brother's account, even though his brother had never pulled any packs that day. So we called shenanigans on Mike and everything and called him a EA insider, and he's tilting all the pack odds in his favor. And then we tried to get a witch hunt going, but we didn't know where he lived. Now that we know where you live, Mike, expect us to be outside your place with some pitchforks and torches.
Bro, see, here's the thing. If I had insider info, I don't give a shit. I'd release that stuff immediately. If I had some type of thing that like happened to me, I would tell everyone because I think it would be, it would be a great video. But
yeah,
no, I have no idea, zero, and the situation makes literally fucking zero sense, zero. EA fucked up and they never said anything about it. I will hold them to that.
Yeah, but I mean, bank makes air in your favor, which worked out awesome. So, but you made a good golden ticket, girly that year, right?
Yeah, and guess who helped me?
Texas?
The what? I'm okay, that's a joke. Thanks. I was like, I'm ashamed. I literally had no. I was such a mutt noob in mutt 17. I literally DM'd GutFox. I'm like, dude, I do not know how to make this golden ticket. What chemistries do I put on here? What stats do I increase? I'm like, speed, and then go.
You pick specialist in fucking mobile blocking?
Mobile
blocking.
Yep,
I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
Definitely mobile blocker.
Added Pittsburgh Kim just because.
Yeah, just throw it on my theme team. No big deal.
Oh, my God.
So, Pittsburgh. Oh, yeah, that's right. That year, Pittsburgh had plus one speed for their chemistry, didn't they?
Yeah. That was for some weird reason. Tier two or whatever it was gave plus one speed.
Yeah, that was pretty neat. All right, so with the end of weekly content, we'll see what they come to replace it. I would expect this winter. I mean, are they going to blow us out? Like Thanksgiving blew me away. I expected something minor for Thanksgiving than a big thing for Blitz, and they blew us away for both. So zero chill. Like, we've seen teaser screens. We know Chad Ochocinco's in the game. Dip Buckkiss is kind of rumored because there's like a 51 on a loading screen in like bear numbers. There's Randy Moss, it kind of looks like, in the background. What's
I
up?
Just want to say something. Did you see, if you go on EA's Twitter account, they liked a tweet where someone said we needed Dick Butkus in the game. They liked that tweet.
So
I'm pretty sure we're getting him.
Yeah, it's adding up right now. Yeah.
All these hints is leading towards something positive. I wonder, like, these legends, right? So we got Dick Butkus. What team you play for?
Bears.
So we're going to have two Bears, no linebackers?
Yeah. Huh? Well, and that other one, right? Doesn't Bears have multiple? More than just Urlacher?
Singletary, but Singletary's not in the game right now.
No, I think Bears have another high-end middle linebacker. Let me take a look.
So I'm just like, that's kind of crazy because like it seems
Bears
like
Bears got good linebackers.
Yeah, we're getting new legends, but a lot of them are for. I mean, obviously with power ups and stuff, it's kind of cool. But
it's just, Roquan Smith and Trevathan. Yeah,
that's gonna be an amazing both linebacking core.
90-91 middle linebackers.
Yeah,
that Bears steam team about to be fire.
Yeah, because Urlacher is gonna get a limited time legend in the next couple weeks too. So
Which you can then use, I guess your 90 overall to power up with training to get that.
Yep.
This is expensive. We got to talk about that as well. What are EA's doing with the Hall of Famers? The Canton players?
We'll roll around to that at the end. Or we'll come back around to it.
I forgot we got Marino this past week.
Yeah.
A fan favorite.
I don't know about that.
Let them tell it.
A fan favorite. Fan favorite's coming to Mutt. Good old Dan Marino. 65 speed.
You just oversold the speed. It's 60. It's terrible.
Oh, my God.
What? You're clickbaiting people again, Mike. Terrible. You're living up to the worst YouTube standards possible.
65 speed, baby. It's only 60 speed, you little shit.
You fucking noob. How dare you?
That sprinter as well as all these other stuff.
Yeah, I got team cam. I got times 3 sprinter. It's 64 speed.
Yeah, it's but I mean, are you a little disappointed that EA is kind of like skirting their role to get us legends of this game? Like, am I the only one bugged by this? Probably not, right? Like, whenever somebody
says,
"I'm
not the only one,"
yeah, whenever somebody says, "Am I the only one?" It's like, all right, well, I'm just fishing for upvotes. Am I the only one that's disappointed that we're getting recycled legends during the season? And then these limited time legends are going to take us to about playoff time. And then once playoff time hits, we always get recycled legends anyways, and then ultimate legends are there. So, are we disappointed this year, Mike?
I'd say I'm disappointed. See, like, I'm not siding with EA, but I'm understanding their like logic and reasoning behind some of this. They're in a pretty bad situation because I don't know if the people who are making the content can decide what legends they get or not, but they only have a certain amount of NFL players, right? And so if those players are supposed to get really good and really fun cards, they're going to get it for all the promos. Well, what does that do? That takes away from Team of the Week. So Team of the Week is now shit. We get recycled legends because we can't afford enough legends. We literally have, what, two Deion Sanders cards now. I was like, wow, that's really cool that Deion Sanders is that good. But why couldn't we have gotten some other fucking cornerback that was insane? Or some other outside linebacker other than Lawrence Taylor that had insane juice stats. I don't like the recycled legends at all, but I don't want to say I understand that, like, the trouble that they're in, but like I see that what they're going through. I don't like it though. I want more legends.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and let me see what text things first. before well, I give my opinion.
See, I don't like getting without the money. With the amount of money they make every single year, we can get new people. So we discussed this before in the past. So I really wish that they would put the resources into kind of having a guy call these people's estates or call the people personally and ask them to be in the game. Like, Deion's great because he's Deion Sanders. If you got Deion now, there's no need to upgrade ever. So we're pretty much good there. So the next Deion that comes out is going to be worthless. So this one's fine for like what it is right now. But I really wish they would just spend more of their resources and money on like a Patrick Willis type guys that the fans want. Troy Polamalu. Just mutt legends that we just have to have. Just guys, when you think of the NFL, they pop in your head right away.
Yeah. Here's what needs to happen. Like, I don't know how they, like, find a list of every single player in the NFL. You can check probably get pro football. Yeah, go Santa Claus on this. Pro football, like, go to the stats. Pro Football Reference or something. Find every single player from the last 30 years that's made a Pro Bowl. Put out hire two people. Get a list. Have one guy start at the top, one guy start at the bottom. Call every one of those fucking players agents or individually. I don't know how. They probably have, like, numbers from, like, the NFL offices or something. Somehow get these numbers, figure it out, call them top to bottom, and get as many as you can in the game. There, done. How much better a theme team's going to be? How much better is this game going to be instead of having the same legend program since, like, 25?
You know what's funny?
What?
I don't know if you guys have ever played NBA 2K's, like, Ultimate Team. They're my team. I haven't played it this year, and I really didn't play it last year, but I played the year before and, like, a bunch of other years before that. And their, like, legend program isn't necessarily all, like, legends, but it's older players that were good in their time. And they have so many legends, it's unbelievable. And there's five people on a basketball court at one point in time. How many people are there on a football field? A lot more than five. So I feel like they should make their legend program not so, like, exclusively hard to get. Like, it shouldn't just be the legends, like the super insane, the Ed Reeds, the Deion Sanders, people like that. It should be like I think I was talking to some people in the house, like someone like a Joey Porter. I know he was just in the game, like, recently, but someone of his caliber. He's not necessarily a legend, but he was really good in his time.
Yeah, I agree. Like, team greats that we maybe grew up with that we love to watch. We've been talking about this, and it's great. Yeah, I 100% agree with that. So hopefully they can do that in the future. I mean, we need it. I mean, we also one more name I want to talk about before. It looks like there's also a teaser for Sean Taylor. I saw that, so maybe an upgraded Sean Taylor here in this program. So for anybody listening, if you want to get that Sean Taylor, and it might not be a bad idea if you want to do his power up to get his pieces now.
I was gonna say buy his power up and just hope that goes up in price, because it's, I don't know if the legend piece is gonna go up too much, but a lot of the power ups that people don't know are coming out, you should jump up. So that might be like a nice card to buy for like 4K to flip for like 6 or 7.
Yeah, that's a potential investment. So, hopefully they revamp that legend. So, like, talking about all this, Mike, you gave your opinion on 19 for gameplay. You gave it a 6. What do you think about Mutt? What would you rate it so far out of 10 at this point in time?
See, I don't want to be, like, disrespectful to the people that play, like, Madden 13 and, like, the glory days of Ultimate Team, because I didn't start playing Ultimate Team, like, legitimately until Madden 15. I played a little bit in 25, like, right when it came out for the PlayStation 4. So, I don't want to be disrespectful, like, give it too high of a rating, but I'm just going to rate it as really good out of 10. I think it's really good out of 10. I don't want to say it's, like, because if I called it an 8, then, like, what is Madden 13 or something like that? It's good. I think it's really, really good. It's the best since 16, in my personal opinion. I think the content has been consistent. I think plus one stats are not as much of a thing as it was in 17. There's still some suspect upgrades, but I think the power up system. There's a lot of suspect upgrades.
All right.
I try to be, you know, like, I don't want to shit on EA too hard, even though I like to do that a lot.
It's your kink. It's okay. We don't judge.
The power ups have been cool. I like the chemistries. Training, I think, is a lot of people don't like it. I think it's one of the best additions to the game ever. I know people that didn't really play Ultimate Team the way, you know, all of us play Ultimate Team. It's kind of like way more of a casual thing. And the fact that they can get themselves like a halfway decent, like at least to start the year, a halfway decent DeAndre Hopkins or a halfway decent Antonio Brown and not have to spend, you know, hundreds of dollars to get him is really cool. I think that's really cool. And I'm happy that they implemented something like that. I think it's been good. I think content's been extremely good. To complain about content this year would be probably a little silly.
Yeah. So I think most people hold the same opinion as that. Like, content's been solid, but, you know, the gameplay is kind of holding it back. So it's just so weird to me that they, like, put out these solos on Monday that highlights their gameplay on their competitive side inside of Mutt. But then they got rid of the Mutt content, the stuff that we said they're doing well. It does feel like their lack of, I don't know, they're not really, like, in the community that much, the developers anymore. Their lack of communication, it seems sometimes like they're tone deaf outside of, like, a few people. Like, Kralo's obviously great. We love him, and maybe he's doing all the communication for the rest of the community. But it does feel like are they pushing competitive and gameplay too much of the main stage when they should really like, kind of, you know, kind of buckle down and fix gameplay before they do something like that, and start replacing Mutt content with solos to show off their gameplay. Mike, what do you think of that?
I mean, I think they should 100% fix the gameplay before they push competitive. The thing about just sports games in general in the competitive aspect is there's just way too much RNG. There's always RNG in almost every single game that you play, but in a football game, you're literally controlling one player out of a ton of people on the field. In a basketball game, it's kind of bad because it's, you know, one out of five. There's so many people on the football field at one point in time, and you can only control one, so much of it is left up to RNG. So that like fact in and of itself is immediately going to make the competitive aspect not nearly as good. Pair that with shitty gameplay, and boy, do you have a bad product. So yeah, I think that they need to fix the gameplay before they go out and push competitive as much as they have.
Sorry, Mike. I let it go the first time, but when you said it the second time, third time, it kind of jumped up to me. It feels like you're very vague with you not knowing how many people are on a football field at once.
Oh, I am. I don't want to give out an exact number because I don't want to be wrong. I mean, I could probably think about it. 100%. 100%. I'm not ashamed to admit that.
Okay. We'll move on. Texas, what do you think about Mike's point on competitive and gameplay?
I mean, it's true. I mean, basically, you have to hope, if you're playing this game, that you have to hope that the guy that you picked up for your budget salary cap team does his job, or a guy that you're playing against player glitches out, especially because all the stuff that's going on this year, especially with, like, the aggressive catch. You got to hope that one in, like, five dice roll rolls in your favor there, where you throw an aggressive catch and your guy comes down with it in traffic over two people to win the game. Yeah, you gotta hope that this tournament doing that pitch shit, because the ball's gonna hit like the fullback in the butt at the wrong angle, and the ball's gonna go back where it's like 5 yards and then get recovered by his opponent for the game. Like, some nonsense is gonna happen this tournament. It happens every year because of RNG.
Yeah. I mean, it happens every single stream to me, so it makes sense that it happens to everybody normally. So, like, here's the thing. This is such a hard thing for me to talk about, because I don't know. I don't have an answer for this. Like, with this whole aggressive catch thing, I went for, like, I'm fine with aggressive catches because it's realistic, but then I went against aggressive catches because it's not competitive. And then I got a comment on a YouTube video from somebody I respect, Nat Purcell. He's in stream a lot and stuff. Smart guy. Plays a lot of Madden. Knows a lot about the game. And him and I have some good discussions on it. And, like, he said, when I talked about the aggressive catches and how I don't love them, and he's like, should press cover three, which is what the pros run, like a blitz press cover three, and now we're getting man coverage now, so. But should press cover three or cover three be the only coverage shell that people run? Is that competitive Madden? Like, is one-on-ones, like, because football is a game of adjustments, and, like, sometimes they use too high looks to stop those down the field type of passes, to stop those kind of, like, interactions. So should Madden developers create this game where only, like, one play style is, like, the best play style possible? Because, like, if they go cover three and you can't throw anything downfield, that cuts off everything, 25 yards, unless you get, like, you know, a long time in the pocket or something. But, like, streaks down the field, wide receivers don't matter. So, like, they're just used as clear outs like they currently are now. Like, should that be the way we play this NFL game, where if you throw the ball down the field, you're a bad player? Like, and I was like, well, yes. If you throw the ball down the field into one-on-one coverage, you're getting bailed out. But then I'm like, shit, I don't know if I like saying that. Like, I don't know if I like that. Like,
I think it all depends on the players. Like, if I have Randy Moss, right, and he's going up against fucking
Deion Sanders.
I don't know, some.
Oh, okay.
Well, let's switch it. Let's go exact opposite. Let's say Randy Moss goes up against somebody. Let's say a good corner, but let's say they're Darryl Green, right? Randy Moss versus Darryl Green. Darryl Green was a good corner in his time, but Randy Moss is 6'4" who ran a 4.240. That dude should be destroying him, nine times out of ten. But the thing is, it's such an RNG thing when it comes to an aggressive catch, whether it works or not. That's the issue. If they can find some way to make it skill-based, if you're going to test somebody one-on-one to where it's one person's user versus the other, then maybe that's what they need to do. I'm not sure. But I don't think aggressive catching, there's sometimes when I'm just like, dude, okay, that was, you threw it in a triple coverage. Obviously, that shouldn't happen.
No.
But there's other times where it's like, it's one-on-one, it's a 3rd and 13. Guess what? That's probably the smart play. Honestly, that's probably what Aaron Rodgers is going to do. He's got Davante Adams in one-on-one coverage and a 3rd down and long. He's probably throwing it up. And a lot of NFL players will say that's a good throw. So I don't know, man. I think aggressive catching.
Give your guy a chance.
Exactly.
Yeah, after Madden 16, everybody complained about aggressive catches. On the big stage, problem lost to Stiff because Stiff had golden ticket Rob Gronkowski, the best wide receiver in the game, going against rookie Jalen Ramsey. So rookie Jalen Ramsey, I think it was like a 95 overall, against a golden ticket Rob Gronkowski, and Rob Gronkowski was beating him on spec catches. And then after that, it was like, oh, aggressive catch is terrible. Look what's happening. All he did was throw the ball up. Of course, Stiff had an A-gap that problem couldn't deal with too, but that's besides the point. With the aggressive catch, shouldn't a Rob Gronkowski beat a rookie? Isn't that fine with the NFL? But because problem refused to adjust out of his cover three deep shell, they said the game is bad. Is that the game being bad? When you have a golden ticket beating a rookie?
That's the game being bad, plus also you're not willing to kind of concede and do something different. It can be both. It can't just be, it's not one or the other. It can be both. It's the game's bad, adjust. If you want to beat a certain coverage, you can't run certain plays because it doesn't work that way because the game's bad. But don't keep running those broken plays. Find something to beat that coverage.
So do you think, Texas, in your opinion, are you fine with cover three stopping everything deep?
Everything deep. It doesn't stop corner routes deep, but stops most of the things deep.
I'm talking about streaks. But yeah, corner routes.
So if you don't invert your cornerbacks, right? So it's cover three stock. It doesn't, I guess. Because I got beat one play the other day. I forgot to invert my cornerbacks.
Yeah, just you can play sticks on that too. But yeah, I get you.
Yeah. So I'm cool with certain routes beating certain coverages and that's how it should be in real life. There's certain things that NFL teams run. Team runs heavy man, so they'll run a lot of crossing routes. I don't know if you notice that a lot, the goal line. They'll come out and cover zero. I'm like, what are y'all doing? This is going to be just drags, and somebody's always open.
Yeah. But, specifically, down the field, a streak is basically a wasted route.
It basically isn't cover three. That's why you got to run, a lot of the concept. I think I'm cool with it, but with usering kind of being as predominant as it is, cover a lot of space. It's kind of hard to say, that should be universally, this is what should happen. Because certain things you can do in real life, in Madden you can be clear that there's a foul, but a user can cover that up, so then you have nothing to go to when you get sacked.
Yeah.
I think it comes down to what game are you playing? Are you playing a game for a tournament, a competitive game, or are you playing a football game, Madden? If we're talking a football game and you want something to be realistic to where it's a football play, then no, cover three shouldn't stop routes deep down the field. But if you want something to be less RNG and you want it to be a competitive game, well, then you can't have somebody just throw it up and say, oh, guess what? He might or might not catch it. I'm not sure. And zero skill input is going into this. That can't happen. So it's like, so then if they take away the aggressive catch and they make it all competitive, well, guess what? No one wants to fucking play that. No, casual players want to play that. Then if they decide they want to have all the casual players come in, they throw the aggressive catch in there, then competitive is shit. So it's the issue that sports games fall into when you're trying to look into an esport. And that's why a lot of them, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer, but they don't really work out a lot of the time.
I mean, it's kind of shown Madden, where they talk about pro medals for Mutt, outdraw the competitive tournament so far this year. Maybe that changes with the upcoming Classic, whatnot. But I guess we'll see which one's more popular for people going forward. So I guess that's a hard question to solve because you could just set your cover three and then worry about underneath usering. And then, you don't have to worry about over the top. You can have whoever you want back there. But anyways, we'll move on to... what else you guys... For Zero Chill, talk about the promo... What else are your expectations and predictions going forward? Tex, what do you got for us in Zero Chill?
I really just want gifts, right? I don't care about any of the players.
But aren't gifts just delayed packs and players?
Basically, some of them, yeah, but that's that's it does suck you can't like buy a bunch up, but I do like how some are better value. So like they're not gonna do this, but I remember getting like a 10 pro pack bundle in one of them. Yeah. Or a 40 pro. I just like stuff like that. So just kind of.
Do you think there'll be an exchange more fun. Set?
Huh? There'll be an exchange set? Gift exchange set? Yeah. You can exchange a gift for something else?
For another gift? Yeah.
I doubt they do that. Because some of these gifts are kind of like limited. Because they're like rare in that sense. So I doubt we'll end up getting that. And I also do like to see some number gifts as well for special players. That'd be kind of dope. And some, if you got to go with motivators gifts, some campus heroes, just some cool players. And then, like I said, players are secondary to me here because pretty much this promo is all about out of position players, and a lot of those guys won't make my team because some of these cards are just gimmicks. Like some of these cards are just terrible. Like last year we got a good card, like that fullback Jerome Bettis was great. That D tackle Bettis was terrible. Yeah. You look at the like that Julio Jones last year that came out. Was it last year? Yeah, it might have been last year. Like he was fine for I guess a budget free safety, but. At this point, he's not making like a lot of budget teams rosters because he's not going to have the zone. Or he's basically just going to be a strict user, but there's other guys in this game who are 6 foot four, we're like 88 speed around that. They'll be around that speed around Julio is. So it's just like, if you don't really get any good out-of-position players, I'm going to be disappointed, but I really just want to get a bunch of gifts. A bunch of good gifts the first go-around, not the second go-around like I did last year where the first set of gifts were all socks and fucking coal. And then the second set was all the best things in the world.
Puppies and blowjobs, right? In the second set?
Yeah, that was so ridiculous. You spent money the first time? Well, fuck you. Second time, here you go. I'm glad you waited.
Yeah, glad you spent when you're excited the most, right? Mike, what do you expect? Give me three player predictions, Mike.
Oh, God.
Out of position.
Okay, all right. I know one. Free safety Calvin. I think that will happen.
That's hot, yeah.
All right, give us three more, not one named Calvin.
Fuck! all right. Probably Baker Mayfield. Probably, right?
Oh, I like that. Yeah, some off-the-wall stuff.
Actually, wait. No, Timeout. Probably not, because he just had the football outsider card.
It'd be a wide receiver, though, if he's out of position.
Oh, out of position, Baker. Yeah, okay, that's what I meant. Okay, yeah. That's exactly what I meant. fuck. Who else? Maybe, like, LeSean McCoy? He got one last year? I don't know, like as a running back or something like that. He got like the Snow Beast or whatever.
Oh, okay.
What are you talking about? What did he get?
Last year, LeSean McCoy got a Snow Beast.
Okay, gotcha.
I only remember because I pulled it in Gut Fox's stream and I was really excited. That's the only reason why.
Did you just get a card though?
McCoy? LeSean McCoy?
Yeah.
Really? I thought his last card was like an 87. Like,
he got a blitz, solos. Didn't he?
He got a blitz card, I believe.
Yeah.
91. Oh, he did. Jesus Christ, I didn't even know that. I don't know. I don't know. The guys, the Chad Ochocinco, Dick Butkus, Calvin Johnson, Randy Moss. Do they add in another crazy legend?
Give us an out-of-position Ram that you want.
Oh, God.
Kicker and Domokung Su. Easy.
A what?
Kicker Su.
Kicker no, Su how about how about running back Aaron Donald?
Running back Aaron Donald.
How about Aaron Donald? Aaron Donald, a ping pong specialist, shirtless. There it is.
Dog. with the abs, a 280-pound halfback.
Yeah,
280-pound bro with like 85 speed.
No,
put he sprinter has on that.
He's faster than what his speed suggests. He needs to be at least like around 88. Like that's what
you don't doing. Need to be telling me this. Okay, have you watched my Twitter? Do you know who I am? Okay, you don't need to be telling me your stats 85. Need to be better.
I don't know 85 speed 280. That's a fullback. That's fucking Juszczyk's better than that. I'm good.
Yeah, dude. Okay, all right. We don't need to get on Aaron Donald. We don't need to get on Aaron Donald because I will go on for hours about that, man. That dude is fucking God.
Yeah, he's pretty good. All right, so we'll move on. All right, Texas, three out-of-position predictions for you.
Out-of-position predictions.
And don't say the one that we all want to say. All
right, we'll go with Akeem Hicks fullback because he just got a touchdown this past week.
Okay.
Nick Foles wide receiver.
Yep.
Because why not? And then who else? Odell Beckham quarterback.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
You see that stat on Twitter that Odell Beckham has 240 yard plus touchdown passes. Eli Manning has zero.
No, that's funny. No, I didn't see that. That is kind of funny. Yikes. I like that.
Because all Eli does is the ball to Saquon.
Yeah.
All he does. I'm gonna lose my fantasy championship game because I'm playing or the playoff game, the play-in game.
We're not gonna talk about
because, no, we're not talking about. I'm just gonna mention that because Eli no is throwing the ball to Saquon Barkley 50 times a game.
Yeah. Saquon's pretty beastly.
Eli's just force feeding him. I hate Eli.
How about? I think the best out of position card would be
if they could clone, if they don't change any stats and they just put him to a position, Deion Sanders, running back.
Running back?
Look at his, okay. Look at his fucking break tackle. Everything about him. He'll be the best running back for Mutt, like, for the rest of the year. Like, just go to his card and sell
that. Running back Michael Vick last year was pretty good.
Yeah, he was. Look, 99 juke move, 93 spin move, 98 elusiveness, 98 break tackle. This is just on his 95 card, not even his power-up. So 90, it would be 99 break tackle on his power-up, 99 juke, 94 spin, 99 elusiveness. Like, this car would be insane as a running back.
That explains why whenever I try to tackle him on kickoffs, he just fucking eats that hit stick and goes somewhere else.
Yeah.
He's, okay. I know he's that good.
He is so good on kickoff returns. Can you imagine, like, even at wide receiver, they'd have to nerf these stats at wide receiver even. Like, it's just disgusting.
That's ridiculous, yeah.
So, yeah, Deion Sanders, if we get an out of position, Deion, game's over. Like, that's it for that position for the rest of the year. Even at a halfback, like, there's no upgrading from that. So maybe they won't do that. Otherwise, you know, I like speed dudes. I like speed and thick dudes. So give me the biggest, thickest, like, Dontari Poe running back or Tyreek Hill cornerback.
Ooh, maybe the fridge. Can we get the fridge?
Yeah, fridge would be awesome. I would really like a Perry card in this game.
Yeah.
Yeah,
get a would you? So you can just get whammed to death?
I already get whammed to death. I'm already whamming people. I've already committed to doing wham. I'm doing a St. Louis Rams. Los Angeles Rams ebook next. So
yeah.
I'm already full on the wham train. I've decided not to fight
from
20, it.
From Madden 17.
Yeah, I've essentially copy and pasted from that 17 one. The same routes work. The tight end angle. All that shit's still back. The one play touchdowns on 3 and 4. But let's move on. So Zero Chill, we're excited for. We're getting it Friday, I think, is what everybody assumes, right? Any different opinions?
Yeah, yeah, I think Friday makes the most sense since they decided to end these other promos this week. So
yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So
special stream for both of us on Thursday, going into that Friday.
Yeah, I will be. Mike, are you gonna do any streaming?
I'm not gonna lie, I might, but I'm on the YouTube grind for this month, so
right. Of course. If
anything happens, it'll be a YouTube video.
See, we all know why too.
there's no reason to hide it, of course. It's fucking December, baby.
The what?
Birdman hand rub. Wait, I guess Gutfox, you're kinda new to this whole YouTube thing. December, bro. December is the month. Let me just tell you.
Wait, Mike, I think my YouTube channel is older than yours.
You just went full time this year.
Though, oh right, yeah. With December with the estimated revenue, yeah. I saw people talking about that before. I've never really used to look at revenue because I never really brought any in. So, yeah, you're right.
Let me just tell you, just December, baby. Just crank it out.
It's because a lot of ads are going on people's channels because more advertisers are trying to get money. So that's why, like I said this before in my video about, like, this is the biggest retail month of the year. Why is EA cutting stuff?
You gotta cut something to save more money, man. You gotta be able to afford your bonuses, man. This is bonus time.
Fair enough, Dex, I guess. I don't know. I really don't.
I don't know.
Hey, so where are the motivators at? Right? Where are they at? Are we getting them? I know we have the pack animations in the game. Like, are we gonna look under presents? Is that where the motivator is gonna be? Or where?
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, where are they at?
I don't know. Like, this would have been a perfect week for them to drop, but I guess they want to save them because this week we got it. So if we didn't get packs, if we didn't get money packs with them, they're probably going to be token sets because it could have dropped them this week and then went to Christmas promo. But because it's not really a promo, it's just a pack buying thing, right? It's not really a promo. Yeah.
No.
So the next week we get the token stuff up. So my guess is we'll probably see the new, like I said, the new sets. Signature, motivators, all that throwbacks, all the stuff that we probably don't really want, but stuff that we're going to get.
You don't want throwbacks?
Week. No, throwbacks are flashbacks. Unless they bring back the cards like designed from Madden.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, if they bring back like, that.
That was sick.
Yeah, if they do like stuff like that where it's just like, all right, cool. I'm cool with that. I don't, but if they're just going to be a different color board and it's the same picture from that year, I want the same card color. I want it a little just like it did back in that era.
That would be awesome.
I want these cars to not fit in my damn lineup properly. That's what I want. That shit's overlapping. That's what I want.
How fucking easy would that be to do as well? Like, literally, you don't have to do any artwork. You just literally copy paste.
Yeah,
fucking love it.
Like a badge monster fits. Be perfect.
You hear that, EA? Easy work. You don't have to do anything, and we want it. Okay, understand that.
Why don't you think like
with MLB The Show, they do old cards from like Tops and stuff. Why don't they do that with football cards? Why can't they go to like reach out to a football card company and say, hey, can we use your card design from 1983 for this specific card? Like, why don't they do that? Why don't we get any of those in Madden?
I assume they don't want to. They don't have no. They got too many people. They don't want to call and ask because they're afraid they're gonna get rejected.
Throwback to that's last week's. Guess. Yeah,
sounds like my high school experience.
That's my guess. Like I feel like they could easily just call and be like, "Hey, yo, you like to use this?" They're like, "All right, cool, go ahead." But they don't. Yeah. They probably want to pay any money. They probably have a contract with the website they get their images from, so they can't like go elsewhere. It's probably some big old corporate legal bullshit they're gonna grab you around and just make you make it make sense. You know, it makes no sense.
I think
they just want their cards to look good. I'm just going to be honest with you. MLB The Show card art, when they got those fucking flip cards where they're like horizontal and not or vertical or whatever it is. I remember I saw a couple of those last year. I'm just like, that just looks weird. I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of that. I think their card art is fantastic. The fact that they reuse old photos is, I guess that's like something to complain about, but I don't think it's that big of a deal.
I gotcha. Yeah, I mean, well, just a thought. It'd be good to mix in. But so we'll see, I guess. I mean, in the end, all that we have to say about this is we'll see. All we can do is speculate. So I would say on a scale of 1 to 10, and don't give me like a very good again, 1 to 10, what's your excitement level right now? Text you first.
For what, Christmas?
Yeah, for the Christmas. Mutt? For Mutt Christmas promo. What? Yeah, I don't know. Life. Love, pursuit of happiness.
I like you talk just not in general right now, or like, am I anticipating this Christmas? Like, I guess I can say a 5. I'm not really too excited about it because all I care about is gifts, man. I don't care about play. I don't care about Dick Butkus. I don't kind of watch him play. I don't really care about
you are more like, of a current Jackson
because we already got the most unbreakable, most OP hatbag in Madden right now, and you go by Ricky Williams. I don't really care about Randy Moss even because, like, I mean, he's still going to get caught on those weird routes that you run from behind. Because this game's weird. Tyreek Hill's already the best receiver in Madden right now, so who cares? So I only want gifts. Players, I'm just not really, I'm not like super geeked about.
Yeah, you've never been a Legends guy. So no, I appreciate your support of me and my Legend nerddom, but you've never really been up for that. So I gotcha. What about you, Mike? What's your excitement out of 10?
Well, first of all, I don't really appreciate the way you said you. It seemed like, you're like, what about you?
This fucking guy.
This fucking kid. This loser. I'm dude, it's weird. I want to be excited, but it's like I wasn't ready for how good the Harvest promo was going to be.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, so there's no way the Blitz promo is going to be this good. And then it was better. So it's like every single time I think it's going to be not that good, I'm like, God damn, this is pretty good. And every time I'm like, oh, this is going to be sick. I can't wait. It's just like, this fucking sucks. So I'd say my excitement level realistically is like a 6 or 7 out of 10. Six. I'll get 6 out of 10.
6 out of 10. I like it. Good to keep your expectations low and then be superseded. So that way you're never really let down. That's why I need to tell my parents that a little bit more. You know, guys, tone it down a little bit for me. This is pretty well set. So I would say my excitement's a little higher. I mean, maybe I will get let down and it'll be another wah, type of moment. But like what happened Blitz night with those first packs at midnight where I was expecting Fire Fantasy packs and they gave us some bullshit. But they were good value, but just kind of boring. But I'd say mine's an 8 right now. I'm fairly excited. I'm kind of pumped for what the reveal stream probably Thursday, Friday, going over, pulling packs, kind of engaging with the promo like I normally do. I'm kind of hyped. So,
if you would ask me after the Thursday like stream or whatever, it's probably gonna be like an 8. Yeah. That's how it always goes.
Oh yeah, once you actually it's revealed to us and we get to see the names and stuff. So hopefully we do get some cool legends and whatnot and players going forward out of positions and whatnot. But hey, Texas, you mentioned the Hall of Fame and the training that goes with them to up them, like 17,000 training for the Dan Marino. Like what you are a training expert. Give us your thoughts.
So. I don't mind that they did that. I don't like how expensive it is for those players, though. So I thought was going to be that set was going to be kind of how they did with the team captains, like Ray Lewis and all that motherfuckers. I thought it was going to be something like that, where if you do this, we'll reward you with, I don't know, this card for much cheaper. So now I understand that 95 overalls are worth 17,000 training. if you did that dumbass set for your for the Dan Marino, the Terrell Davis, the Rod Woodson, and who's the other guy?
Urlacher.
Urlacher, right?
Well, okay. T.O.'s one.
T.O., right. If you did those dumbass sets, it should have been half, because you already spent a lot of money to get that in the first place. Like, I don't know what the math was early on, but, like, I'm pretty sure it was, like, 500+ thousand coins. Just
it was a shit ton, I remember.
It was mm-hmm. it didn't make so you put a good investment in one player, and now you got to put another investment in to get that player powered up, which makes no sense to me. It should have been literally half for those that already did those sets. It should have been from 17,000 to 8,500. That'd have been a little bit better, because that's like 8,000 training.
How would they be able to tell that though?
Huh?
How would they be able to tell that though?
Well, because what would have happened? Market would have corrected. People wouldn't have done those sets. It's still expensive to set right now. I don't know exactly how many players it takes to get up to a certain overall, but aren't they still expensive to do anyway?
Yes.
So, like, if they wanted to go that direction, they could still do that and just get half the training for the guys that already have those. They can easily change the number on those that set from 17,000 to 8,000.
Yeah, I agree. Since it's not out yet, oh, wow, that's a really good plan.
Yeah, like, it should have been something like that. So that way, people are actually not having to spend another, basically, what's 17,000 training is what? How many
like coins? Like 650,000 coins.
That's 650K plus the 500K you already invested anyway on a legend that is, I mean, is it 96 overall that you end up with? So you get 96 Marino?
Yeah.
For a million coins?
Million plus.
It's certain, like, that's insane right now. So it's not they didn't reward those investments. I guess, like, that Rod Woodson might be nice at the time, since he might be the best one. But if you chose, like, Marino or, like, Woodson, I mean, Marino or maybe even Marino and, like, the Terrell Davis, it's not like those cards are going to be, like, game enders. Like, that Rod Woodson has a chance to be a game ender, and that T.O. has a chance to be a game ender.
Especially with boosts, I would say that's fairly freaking accurate.
Yeah, so it's just like, it just sucks. I didn't do any of those players. I still got my pack in my binder, or my other packs. Wow. I may go back and do the Rod Woodson now, because that card might be my cornerback that's there all year long next to the Deion. It just depends on when they decide to drop that Rod Woodson.
That's a great suggestion. I doubt they're going to do anything like that, the half point, because it takes so much to power him up in the first place. Because right now, if you start any card from the ground up, like even doing like Jerome Bettis, when I dumbly did his power up just to fucking be an idiot, because I'm a stupid Steelers fan, and it was even like it was hundreds of thousands of coins just to get the training, just to get him up to the 95, and then did the power up past him. So even he cost me over a million to power up when his card cost half that. So like, aren't all power ups that expensive right now?
Well, training, yes.
Yeah.
With training, but like those cards you can basically get out of. You're stuck with this card, so you might as well just power. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't gotta keep that card. These ones you're stuck with.
Oh, true. You can get your good point. Yeah.
So right. Let me do some math right now. So you have to spend. So it's eight collectibles for. So eight. I'm gonna see how much this would cost you right now if you wanted the.
Oh, okay.
This is around. This is like. This is what people were doing for at day one. Weren't these cards at 10K at one point? People were spending 10K for these.
Over 10K, yes.
33 plus 24 plus 17 plus 11 plus 8 times that by. Wait, y'all talk.
Okay, all right, do the math. Me and my live discussion.
I times it by 8, and it was like, it didn't register. I was like, wait, what? Plus 17 plus.
So, plus Mike, what are your thoughts on the Hall of Fame in the training? Like,
I got it. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
If you spend 10,000 coins right now on these, which is they're less than that right now. But if you
spend 10,000 like
to get these 93 players, you need to get the gold jacket to get the 90 overall.
Mm-hmm.
930,000 coins.
Holy shit.
That's a million coins for a 90 overall. And then, so people were doing that day one, but they spent money, obviously, because that's what they wanted you to do to get this for much cheaper. And now you got to put another 600+ K on top of that for 96 overall. Yikes.
Yeah, the economics is kind of screwed up there. You
or right buy the card to power it up, which is probably a better value to do. Marino was like 600K that day.
Yeah, I especially some of the Marino. So, I kind of like that. Having the power up because it is so expensive to do in the first place. Yeah, that thing cost me a lot of coins when I remember doing that. I remember feeling really sad after making Rod Woodson for
my Steelers team. Yeah, I think you use series tokens. I think that kind of helps you out there. I think you use series tokens to get this shit done.
And like $200. You laugh, but I'm not.
I know, but I'm just like, that is so Madden right there.
Yeah. Ain't it mutt? So we keep taking it in the mutt every week, it feels like now. But, Mike, your thoughts on the Hall of Fame and the training and stuff. Is this something you should repeat next year or not? Just scrap it.
I guess it's kind of cool because it, like, at least the intro of the Hall of Fame thing made people excited because, like, oh, Terrell Owens is in the game. That's really cool. I want to get it because of that. But then it's like his card sucked and you can't use it for 4 months. And then when you want to use it, it costs an arm and a leg to use it. So I think that they could keep it in here or in there, but not necessarily the same way.
Yeah, I'd be fine. I mean, I'm all for just them eliminating it and making their big marketing arm the team captains. Because the team captains themselves, like, I think they're underrated with how much better they are than any other, like, free player that we've gotten this year, right? Like the team captains, I think, if you eliminate Ricky Williams and these Hall of Fame, I'm fine just doing team captains, giving us the five choices. I'm a big fan of choice. It's cool that it's free, and that it locks down a position for ours, but it's like five different players. Like, Ricky Williams' big complaint is that it's like he's just the best and he's at a position you only need like one guy for normally. You can rotate, but generally it's just like that one featured back a lot of times. But like, you know, you got Strahan, Rice, Sharp. You got multiple positions, again, Lewis too, but you got multiple positions you can use. So I think the team captains should be what the marketing is, but like, you don't have to pay for the team captains, which is maybe why EA's not going to market them. Right?
I love the team captains. I thought that was fantastic.
Yeah. I agree.
It's not the best promo, but it's like, it's a nice addition to all the promos that come out because you may not be able to participate, but at least you can upgrade your player.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we're going to, and then like my Ray Lewis this week, this next promo is going to be a 96 overall, which is just like, okay, I got the best linebacker in Madden basically, but outside of the Shazier.
Yeah, you already had it.
When I had my normal team, my Ray Lewis was like 97 overall, and that was like with like all run stuff upgraded and John Madden coach with like all defensive stuff. Yeah, it was nasty.
How long are you sticking with the Rams theme team for?
I'm going to try to win a Super Bowl with them, and then once I'm done, I'm going to change it up. I don't know what team I'm going to do next. Actually, since we're on the topic of Rams theme team, I need your permission since you're a Steelers fan. Would it be okay if I got Jerome Bettis and changed his chemistry to the Rams?
Of course. I mean, the Steelers traded for him, so why wouldn't it be cool to trade back?
I mean, because he wasn't, you know, he played for the Rams for, was it
a couple years?
If his power-up has a Rams logo on it, it counts.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, I'm respectful of a Steelers legend.
He cut his teeth with the Rams, but he made his legacy with the Steelers. I think it's all fair. It's
real
like
quick.
What's up?
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna compare it to like Kevin Green, where he was only in Steelers for like a couple years. Yeah,
yeah, and Panthers and by graduate.
Yeah, he was like everywhere.
Just happened to had a cup of coffee at that team. Do you
and
like
the Rams?
Do you like this format of the Legends? I think last year's Ultimate Legends were a much better format overall wise than this year's is.
Can you talk about that? Why?
Because like Jerome Bettis last year, his like Rams card was like fast and had like good spin. This Jerome Bettis Rams card's terrible. Like it's not even usable.
He wasn't great on the Rams though. That's
I know, but like he was younger, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
So
drafted,
him being younger, he was faster. So EA kind of last year kind of did stuff like that where a card was younger, faster, had like worse stats, but like had certain things you could use that card. So it made sense for budget teams. That Jerome Bettis 87 overall, whatever the hell he is for his Rams, is a card that like he has no spin at all. It's just like, why did y'all just do the same thing y'all do all the time where you upgrade, but you upgrade by one here, upgrade by one there, instead of just kind of putting that like rating on that guy that made sense for that time period.
Oh, you're saying they thought about it more with the Ultimate Legends? Now it's
yeah,
just
last
like,
year, like yeah, like that, well, it begins with the Browns last year. Where did McGinnis get drafted to? Was he a Brown or was he a Patriot first?
McGinnis?
Yeah.
I think it was a Patriot first.
Patriot first, okay. He was on a Browns one of those cars, and that Browns car was like super fast for some reason.
Yeah.
But hell, it was just a really good user. I think it might have been the Browns. I don't know. I just like how they thought about it more last year, where players made a lot more sense for what year they were in. So Bettis was faster. Bettis is not faster in his rookie season than he was in his full version. It shouldn't be that way, at least in my opinion. I mean, maybe his full version, but like the 92, which is like late in his year.
To be fair, his 88, the Rams version, has 88 speed. His 90 Steelers version has 87 speed. So they kind of do that.
Yeah, but then the spin is all like, it's just like he just has one better speed, but like they didn't want to give him the spin threshold like he had like last year. Because last year's spin was really good.
Oh, yeah, this year they got shit spin. Yeah.
Was Jerome Bettis a spinner, though?
No, but it's just like, I don't know. I didn't watch him play back in the day. I didn't watch football until 2003.
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, I didn't watch football until, I mean, I watched a little bit from like 2002 to like 2006 and stopped in 2010.
It just seemed like I guess they got mad last year because people were using not the full piece. Because I don't know how many of y'all were using that like that shitty ass, was it 89 Barry Sanders? Instead of buying his full version? Because it was the same card.
And it was damn good. I feel like we missed Mike losing 4 years of his life there. Let's circle back to that in a little bit. I'm guessing it's an amnesia episode. But yeah, no, Tex, I'm right on there. I'm right there with you. Like, I like that they're differentiating the stats based off like how they played in that time era. It does feel like maybe this is something they overlooked this year and kind of got lazy with it. Like some things, like they focus on it sometimes, but other times like they just like forget it some years. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like draft champions. Like some years draft champions is really like a big focus for them. Other years it's like, oh, that's a mode.
Mm-hmm. Like this year, it's not really a focus because like there's no. It's been 2 years. And they're still upgrading it though. They're updating it, but they still haven't added incentive to play. Like, they do incentive to play solo battles and incentive to play
duo
squads, but there's no incentive to play draft champion. Why can't they just add something that gives you, like, the rewards? Like, they made a point to make you play duo squads. 6 wins got you, like, 15 tokens, like 40K. That's good rewards.
Yeah. So you think the draft champions doesn't have enough rewards right now?
I think the rewards are shitty. The competitive contender packs are garbage.
Yeah,
those six win packs are bad.
But you get a lot of tokens. That's
you're only playing for tokens. You're only playing for tokens, though. And at that point, you can just go play squads.
Yeah, but draft champions.
Yeah, but to play squads, you need multiple people. Yeah,
it's only one person.
We don't have friends.
Come on now.
Y'all can tweet out right now. Who want to play squads? Y'all get a bunch of people that are like, y'all got you.
They'll be like, shitty defense, go home.
I'm a good head coach.
They'll be like, shut the fuck up. Why are you on my timeline? That's normally what I get. So a few things to unpack there with draft champions. It's actually pretty good, but they fucked up draft champions ladder. Like, if you want good rewards in draft champions and easy games, tank your first 5 games. This is a pro tip. Then you go down to bronze, and then you like right at the start of the season, then just do like draft champions to get a bunch of tickets or tokens for the next Madden. So try and lose 5 games, and then you'll have a lot of easy runs for yourself. But I think the rewards are fine for draft champions. The problem is EA fucked up the ladder. Like, in regular ladders, in, like, drafts and stuff, you should play people with 0 wins when you have 0 wins, 1 win when you have 1 win, 2 wins when you have 2 wins. But that's not how they did it. They did it based off ranking. So if you have 0 wins, you can play somebody with 5 wins just because you're both, like, elite tier. And it's dumb. So dumb.
EA is dumb.
EA is the dumbest fucking matchmaking. Like, I don't understand, like...
Yo... My Super Bowl, I played a guy that was a competitive player, but I was in rookie first, rookie second.
Yeah, I'm I've no money spent team. My fourth game, rookie second, I think I played Toke Nasty's God Squad. I think it was the first game and then the fourth game.
That was a good game, though.
Yeah, but still, rookie second, fourth game, playing Toke. And it's like, I don't know what level Toke was at or whatever, but, you know, he's a well-experienced game. Like, I shouldn't be getting this kind of competition at rookie second.
No, their matchmaking is shit, and it's been shit for a long time. And every single time I try to tell them they need to change it, they give me some bullshit reason on why it's not that bad.
That's what I'm talking about with fucking EA. They don't fucking listen. They think they're like the smartest people in the room, like I said. Maybe, I don't know. It's not just through my own.
Like, ELO score.
Yeah, it's always ELO. The only person I ever talked to is Kralo, but he always, you know, passes it along. But I don't know. You're right. I don't see anything changing with ladder. We'll see if they finally hear it. Clint actually did say something on Twitter about once TD called him out, and like all the competitive people went at TD about effective pressure. I'm like, you fucking idiots don't know what you're talking about. He's talking about matchup systems, not about effective pressure. So it's like sometimes the community talks past each other, which is frustrating too. So, yeah, draft champions. Oh, yeah, I want to circle back. You guys have any other thoughts on draft champions, Mike?
I mean, it's boring.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't like it. I think the fact that it's now a competitive mode kind of ruined it. I think the fact that you have to pay tokens to play it is dumb. I just think the whole mode in general just kind of got... if I have to pay tokens, I don't understand why I don't get fucking juiced drafts. Like, the best cards. If I have to fucking pay to play it, why do I get a fucking an 83 overall round? Why is that even a thing? That's dumb.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know. I don't like draft champions anymore. I was a fan of it for such a long time. I thought they did such a good job with it. And then guess what they did? They turned it into a competitive atmosphere. And look what happened.
Yeah, I think that the tickets kind of really ruined it for me, too. And that's why I think salary cap population's low for that, too. Because nobody wants to pay for that unless you're trying for like a ladder. So hopefully they change it. That's something I highly doubt. To demonetize something at EA, I mean, come on. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, let's be realistic here.
Yeah. Texas, any last thoughts on draft champions? And do you think, Mike said he thinks draft champions is gone next year. Do you think draft champions is gone next year?
Nah, I don't think it's gone because it's a way for them to make, it's just an easy mode for them. I think they can easily save it just by doing what they did back in Madden 16. But do they want to put the time into that? They keep putting time.
Tuesday night drafts or what are you talking about?
Tuesday night draft, Friday night draft, just a reason to play. Give people a reason to play, they'll play.
That would be fucking fire.
Give people an extra incentive to play, they're going to play. And they don't seem to want to do that. They do it for certain things, but not for that.
This is the year of solo battles, it feels like, and solos.
This is the year of giving away a billion coins, yes. This is the year of beating the CPU. And so I guess that's what they want to take. It gets their competitive numbers up. I mean, that's the theory we had going into the year, where it helps boost their competitive numbers because everybody's playing a competitive game mode.
Which is silly, but yeah, it's a way of corporates to say we're growing. Corporates, yeah. Maybe somebody
look at competitive growth. We doubled our input from last year,
quadrupled. Maybe somebody finally saw that, like some analysts are like, oh shit, we got to sell EA stock because they're blowing smoke up our ass about these competitive numbers. Yeah, and their stock's down like $100. Oh no, I'd say half since June. So like from like 140 to 80, so not exactly half. Regardless, yeah, we'll see what draft champions going forward. Mike, one last question for you. Well, we got a few more, but one last big one that was on the agenda. What's your ideal promo? Do you have one? Or do you like variety? Yes, or what's that going?
I like variety. I like to be surprised. I like stuff that I haven't thought of.
You also like long walks on the beaches?
I knew that I was walking into that right when I fucking said it. But, yeah, like, honestly, what I like in a promo is I like there to be good packs, like fun packs, good value packs. I'm okay if there's expensive ones, but also allow there to be coin ones that you can just rip for fun. I think during the promo, there should be a limited time or something to pull packs for almost every single day. I think that there should be a solo string that guarantees one of the highest overall like players. Like if it's a set of like six players, you can get one of them. I think that should happen every single time. There should be a set of however many solos. You can make them hard as shit, but it should be a thing. I think that there should be head-to-head rewards specifically for that promo. I think like if you win a Super Bowl in any division, you get like a certain player or something like that, or a certain pack or something like that. I'm trying to think of what else. I mean, that's about it. It's not that hard to make a good fucking promo, but you think it is the way they make some of these.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of the same over and over, isn't it? And like, and that's like kind of my biggest complaint is it feels a lot of the same. But like, it does feel like they've kind of found their formula that works for them. Yeah, it's tough to find much innovation without giving like a major game patch. Like they can't like say like, oh hey, here's a Christmas promo. Guess what? We gave you a brand new patch to bring in all new events type system. So now, guess what? You're playing 7-on-7. Woo! And then, like, everybody would freak out and have a good time for a while.
Yeah, that would be fucking sick. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Or, like, theme team versus theme team event. Do it! Run it!
Oh, my God. Stop it. Stop saying those words. You're going to get me happy. And then I'm going to fucking end the podcast, take off my headphones, look outside, and realize it's the fucking real world.
I hate when I wake up from dreams, too. Texas, what would you say your ideal promo is?
My ideal promo. I had time to think about this. I kind of like...
We're going to hear some shit right here.
not saying no such shit. I think everybody's ideal promo should be the Blitz, just because it rewards everybody that plays the game. Okay. Grinders and money spenders.
I will say
packs have good value.
Yeah. Go on. I'll let you finish.
I say packs got good values. There's really good players to get, and I think that's probably just like the best universal like ideal one, where you're just like, you spend $100, you get these tokens to put into this pack to get this guaranteed player. Great. Perfect. Love it. So I think that's ideal. So, but I'm trying to think, going back to like through the Rolodex, looking at other Madden promos that were like fantastic. I just like, would you consider like a Roadmaster promo? I like big like just content drops that like reward, like, so I guess we go back to Madden 17 with the Mud Heroes. They did the, where they just dropped every month 32 new sets that require golds and silvers.
Oh, that was awesome.
That's great. That's what I like. I like just putting value on top of the gold cards that we have. And those promos that are just simple, I'm a big fan of. Like, I don't know, a lot of you guys don't like expensive silvers and expensive golds. I love that. Because when you pull packs, what do you fucking pull? Golds and silvers.
Yeah.
So if something can increase that fucking 73 overall Jakeem Grant, or the 68 overall random card, like, I love that. So that's what stuff I like. Those are the problems I like. Where it's just like, people who spent money in the past, people who bought packs in the past, can look in their binder randomly and have a million coin card.
Yeah, I liked back then because we had a binder sync on Mudhead. So if EA can bring back that binder sync, give me that. Give me that for sure. Where they had their API online. I think it's kind of weird what I saw with the Blitz promo. Like, you and I kind of agreed on it. I got a lot of feedback, a lot of people. But then I saw some YouTube comments that there was a certain segment of the population, kind of more casual players, that didn't really like the Blitz promo. Do you think because it was really geared to us hardcore players that we were kind of, because we play the game so much, we liked it more than more casual players liked it? Like, and is that something EA's, that's why they don't do Blitz more than once per year, is because it really, yeah, truly is hardcore?
Yeah, I think that's why they can't alienate. They kind of think about it, they do alienate an entire fan base, though, because like, they don't have any casual modes. You can't, if you want to get into Draft Champions, it's money. You got to spend. If you want to get into Salary Cap, you got to spend. So I don't get that argument. I do get that it's kind of neglecting grinders to a certain extent, because if you want to grind, you have to be on the game every 8 hours to do all these certain things. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people don't got time in their days, especially especially around the holidays as well, so people aren't at home. So I think that might be kind of some of the major complaints, is that I'm not here to be able to participate in this promo. And if you miss a couple of days, you may not have a chance to get that free card.
Yeah.
And so I think that may be the issue. But they don't really care about the casual players, because there's nothing in this game that caters to casual players. If they had a free mode for you can, so you can get an entry into Mutt, then I get that. But unless you're playing 1,000 solos, you're not going to be able to make a good team.
Yeah. Do you think they should cater to casual players more?
I think there should be a something for them to do besides just play ranked teams. I don't think it should probably cater to them, but it can still do free events and stuff like that occasionally to get people into the game.
I think gameplay-wise, they should cater more to casual players, not all to casual players. But in terms of Mutt, I don't think you should cater to casual players.
Can you go more into depth? Then, yeah.
Yeah, because I feel like with the Blitz promo, yeah, maybe it took like 20 minutes to figure out how to get a Tyree kill for free, or one fucking search on the YouTubes and you'll find that video. But like, I get that, you know, it doesn't appeal to some casual players, but I also think that if we made, like, let's say that Tyree kill even easier to get, then it would just be like over the top. Then it's not as fun. Like, the search isn't as fun. So I like that they made it hard to an extent, but it's still very possible. So I don't think catering Mutt to like casual players all the time is necessarily a good idea. But gameplay wise, like when someone's playing the game in their, that I have a different opinion on. That I think should be catered more to casual players than to the hardcore competitive, you know, cover three stops every single deep route.
Okay. All right. So interesting. So you want the game modes to kind of go opposite directions from what they have been going.
I guess so.
Huh. Interesting. Yeah, I think there's a balance. Like, I'm right there with you. I think Mutt should be for hardcore. I do agree there should be a lot of depth there. It should offer us a lot of opportunity to play, like, around the clock. And with solo battles they added this year, with all the other solos around promos, head-to-head, all that kind of stuff, keep adding more stuff for us to do in-game. I like that they're keeping us in their ecosystem. I want more of that. But I think Tex makes a really good point. With they need to do something
for the casuals, and I think Mutt Draft is it. Like, it's just right there in front of our fucking face over and over. Like, when that came out, people loved it, the free option. It brought them into the ecosystem. It rewarded them. Remember when back in the day in old Madden's, when you play head-to-head online, they'd give you, like, Mutt stuff just to try and, like, oh, hey, what is this mode? Let's get into it. And that's how they got a lot of people into Mutt. I think Worms said that's how he got into Mutt. Just a guy I know from the subreddit. And it needs to be that. Draft Champions needs to be that casual mode. Make competitive into salary cap, and I think they do regs, that's fine. I think they like that. I'm not sure. I'm not that involved in the scene. But just I'd say, yeah, Draft Champions, make it your casual. Make people have fun in that. Let them use the cards for free, and then as the introduction to the game mode.
I agree. When you were saying Mutt, I didn't think you were talking about also Draft Champions or Mutt Draft or whatever it is now. But yeah, no, I agree. Mutt Draft 1,000,000% needs to be geared towards casual players. I think, yeah, like, I could probably, like, think in my mind, individually, like, at least 10 people that I knew that didn't really play Madden, but they knew me from, like, real life, they saw my videos, they bought Madden, and they played Draft Champions in 16 and in 17, and they loved, like, the Tuesday night drafts. They didn't play Mud at all. And then eventually in 18, they played Draft a little bit, but it was, like, it cost, so they started getting into Mud, but then they just stopped, because it kept costing money to play Draft, and they all stopped. So it's like, I feel like they killed off a ton of casual players with Mutt Draft, or with, I guess, the ticket system now in Mutt Draft. Mm-hmm. So I think I do agree that 100% needs to be geared towards the casual players.
And I wouldn't mind there being like a Mutt Draft mode with tickets like they used to have that would give more rewards, and then a free mode either. I don't mind that at all. So I think that's a way they can serve both markets. If people want rewards from drafts, or people want, you know, more casual gameplay. So,
but if you do that, you better sure as shit make sure that the drafts are the same, because when it was before, if you did the one with no tickets, your drafts were shit. Yeah, but if you did the ones with tickets, you got juice.
I like going in there with the shitty draft and beating up on people with shitty drafts, because I hate when they get the lucky 93 overall quarterback in the other one.
Yeah,
I like everything to be as easy as possible, so I couldn't be farther from that.
Like the easy shit, man. Oh, that was so funny. Them drafts were never the same. It's also kind of funny that I was in Draft Champions, like, was most popular on YouTube, was when it was, like, casual, because everybody can get into it.
Yep. Today. Yep. 100%.
Because now, oh, you got to look at that draft. I'm going to try to get a 90 overall. Oh, I can't get a 90 overall draft because I can't. Yeah, I'm going to leave now because I got to pay money for this.
So dumb. So fucking stupid, man.
But that's it for the pod. I looked through the comment section last time. No questions for us for the podcast, so leave those in the description. Is there anything else you guys want to talk about before we wrap it up? Tex?
Can we talk about how Big Ben is the worst leader of all time?
What did he do?
He said that, so the game that y'all lost to the Broncos, he said the guy that dove for that pass and didn't catch it, he said that it was his fault, and he needs to run through the catch next time and trust his hands.
Oh, yeah.
And then he said that his number one receiver is Juju Smith-Schuster. And then he proceeds to name a bunch of other guys that are his number ones. It didn't name Antonio Brown.
Well, here's the thing. Juju was ranked higher than Antonio Brown in Pro Football Focus this year. So he's just speaking truth.
Yeah. And then he blamed Antonio Brown for not running his quick slant, flat enough. You know, if Big Ben threw the fucking pass, either way would have got picked off.
Here's the thing. Pittsburgh has turned out nothing but Hall of Fame wide receivers since he's been there. Mike Wallace looked like a goddamn Hall of Famer, and he left Ben.
Yeah, I gotta agree with you on that one.
Yeah, so whatever Roethlisberger's doing, that wily old vet, it seems to work. Like, they turn third rounders, second rounders into goddamn Hall of Fame talent. So I'm not concerned. Yep. I'm not concerned with his leadership quality of wide receivers.
All right, I'm just saying, man. Big Ben's he's a terrible leader.
All I gotta say,
blaming his teammates for his loss. Who's he gonna blame for overthrowing that one guy? He's gonna blame him for not being a faster guy,
or maybe he blames himself for overthrowing and tells people to take responsibility.
He goes on a radio show and says it's receiver's fault. What are you talking about?
For the overthrow?
No, he didn't go on today. I'm making a joke. I'm pretty sure he's gonna blame the guy for weighing 2 pounds overweight. If he was a little thinner, he would have caught the ball. He would have been a little faster.
If it's the truth, it's the truth. I'm glad that he said it.
You defend your quarterback. You know he's a moron.
It is pretty dumb, I will say. That's not how I do that either. But whatever. All I'll say is that the Steelers have had amazing wide receivers for no apparent reason his entire career.
Maybe it's because he's making them pretty good.
That's it. Mike, you said you wanted to say something else about Roethlisberger?
I was going to troll text a little bit. I was going to say, aren't you a Panthers fan?
I mean, that game didn't count. The game was a Thursday night game on the road. Like,
I'm talking about a position. I'm talking about Cam Newton. If you're going to complain about someone being a bad leader, Cam Newton.
What do you mean being bad? He don't blame his receivers. He blamed himself for that loss. Big Ben out here finding excuses. This dude Big Ben said Antonio Brown were a quick slant flat enough.
I was talking about a certain Super Bowl performance when there was an opportunity to dive on the ball.
What do you mean? You saw what happened when a quarterback diving on a ball recently. Motherfucker got a concussion. You got to be careful diving on balls, bro.
Yeah, I know. Getting a concussion in the fucking Super Bowl, that's a real – that's.
I mean, he wanted to get out there and play. He can't play with a concussion. He would have got – he can't play. Diving on balls is scary, bro.
I'm just saying,
I want all quarterbacks when there's a fumble run off the field and tack somebody in. I don't want no quarterbacks down for any balls. Because you're too valuable.
In the Super Bowl, it's all different, dude.
It's not different. If you get a concussion and you can't play the Super Bowl, what happens? He dives at the ball, recovers it, and Derek Anderson comes in the game. Like, what?
Guess what happens if he doesn't dive on the ball?
They still lose.
Either dive on the ball, give them a chance, or he can not dive on the ball and not give them a chance.
So he can dive on the ball and not get – it's the same thing. It's dive on the ball and not give them a chance if he gets hurt, or don't dive on the ball and give them a chance. It's the same exact math.
It's okay. I'm not going to get to that, but it's not the same thing at all. You literally give somebody a percentage chance if you jump on the ball. Even if you get knocked out, guess what? Backup quarterbacks sometimes have incredible games.
So you're saying Derek Anderson could have won a Super Bowl that year. You're saying Von Miller would have saw Derek Anderson. Oh, my God, I'm not going to sack you because you're too good.
I'm saying he would have given them a chance. That's it.
No, he would give them no chance.
Statistical chance.
He wouldn't have given them no chance. If he did, he would have been starting a quarterback the entire season. That motherfucker came in one game that season, I think, because Cam got benched and threw a pick immediately. Derek Anderson is not the answer.
You're a very good fan. I'll give you that. You're a very good fan.
What do you mean? I'm a terrible fan. I think they're going to lose every single game they play.
You're defending Cam Newton for not diving on the ball in the most important game of the entire year.
Yeah, because diving on balls can get you hurt, bro. Who's the quarterback that got hurt doing that recently? Somebody dove on the ball and got their face fucked up. I don't know if it's his face, but he got concussion.
Different type of players. I guarantee if that was Big Ben, he would have been on his fucking hands.
Big Ben, what do you mean? Big Ben would have probably blamed his fucking center for not snapping the ball properly.
If it was the center's fault, then fuck him.
That's what he would have found some reason. He would have found some reason. He would have said the referee didn't wipe the ball with the towel enough, and then it fucking fell out of his hands.
Yeah. Like Aaron Rodgers, does he blame his wide receivers? Do you frequently see him pissed off his wide receivers, right?
He blames his coach. That's why his coach ain't no longer there. This motherfucker, Mike McCarthy,
is known as not a great leader.
This dude, well, that's what everybody says because he doesn't talk to his family. But this motherfucker, Mike McCarthy, called 4 verticals in the red zone. Like, I know we were talking about this on the podcast, like was it last week?
Yeah.
But, like, you can't run 4 verts. No, this is like, you're streaming.
The stream.
You can't run 4 verts at the 10-yard line. That's a bad play call.
Dude, what are you talking about? Like I said in the stream, I'll repeat it here. We see NFL teams taking from Madden. Like, the Rams are running a lot of tight formations and crosses and stuff. And when in doubt in Madden, 4 vert it out. I don't care where you are on the field. Call 4 verts, throw a high point pass. It's completion. Mike McCarthy is continually ahead of the meta. He understands you call what's called well in Madden, and you will succeed in the NFL no matter what. So, Mike McCarthy, genius play caller. Case closed. I don't want to hear any ads.
The funny thing
new
about that is...
New offensive coordinator for the Steelers.
It's going to be that same thing next year at this time when he's the coach of the Browns and Baker Mayfield is having like an all-time season.
Oh, God, if he coaches the Browns, they will be fucked.
That's what's going to happen. Dude,
I think Mike McCarthy is unfairly blamed there. Dude, they're talent. They got guys with like 50 names out there catching balls. You've never heard of any of them.
I know, but I think that's his fault, though, because they don't go after free agents.
How is the coach's fault for the GM not going after free agents?
Yeah. Well, isn't he? I think not the GM. He doesn't have.
He doesn't have who he wants. He hasn't been GM. He's never.
Well,
been GM.
Okay. So it's a collection of failure by everybody, but Aaron Rodgers there. Because I mean, Davante Adams is a good receiver, but he's not number one.
Well, he thinks he's
Davante
Adams
is the number one receiver.
He's not. He's not right now for that team, but he's not number one. Like, it's probably a bunch of receivers you'd rather have in the NFL that number one's over him.
I would say he's a very, very good number one. He's on your team.
Davante Adams is a very good number one receiver.
No, he's not number one. He's number two.
What?
Aaron Rodgers turned James Jones into a number one. Fall back.
Yeah, I guess.
Are you comparing James Jones?
Aaron Rodgers is that good. He turns anybody into a number one because he's that tight. He's the greatest quarterback of all time.
What is your definition of a number one receiver? Because then there's three or five teams.
A number one receiver props up a bad quarterback. Like DeAndre Hopkins propped up Brian Hoyer and the other guy.
What?
Like AJ Green propped up.
Didn't prop him up. They just did their job well. Those quarterbacks still suck.
Was it Whedon? Like you Josh
also
Gordon,
say Deshaun Watson.
Josh Gordon propped up Brent, the weed man up there in Cleveland. AJ Green props up Andy Dalton. Julio Jones props up Matt Ryan. Those are number ones.
All right.
Odell Beckham a number one receiver?
Yeah, he props up easily. Props up.
Is Michael Thomas a number one receiver?
That's Drew Brees' Hall of Famer. No. What are you talking about?
Wait. I just want to get this. Did you just say Michael Thomas is not
he's number one, but I'm saying like Drew Brees is not because he's not propping up Drew Brees, though.
But I just want to hear you say that Michael Thomas is a number one wide receiver.
Yeah, Michael Thomas is a beast.
Okay, and he's not a number one wide receiver because he's propping up another.
No. I said he's not. I said that Drew Brees is a Hall of Famer. That's what I said. But it's not. He's not propping Drew Brees up.
Texas,
Drew Brees
is... Okay, so you can be a number one wide receiver without propping up a quarterback.
Not a true number one wide receiver.
Texas, the flaw with your argument is the fact that those quarterbacks that you talked about, that other wide receiver they're propping up, don't have good numbers. You know what I'm talking about? So, like... The wide receivers, like when Hopkins was propping up Houston, the quarterbacks still sucked.
Right? I know they did, but just certain guys.
That's not a requirement to be a number one to prop up your quarterback.
They looked competent. Just guys that just get the numbers despite who their quarterback is. There's certain receivers that can't get Texas.
He hates DeAndre.
No, I love DeAndre. No, I don't hate Devontae. I hate anybody on the Packers that's on that team that's not Aaron Rodgers because they're making that best quarterback of all time look terrible because they all suck.
Okay, their offensive line is very good. Do you see the amount of time that Rodgers has on a week-to-week basis?
Collection of failure up there.
Okay, all right. That's a collection of ignorance right there.
Collection of failure. Get that man number one receiver, see what happens.
It would be pretty intense if he had like a Randy Moss in his prime.
If he had somebody that can create separation. Davante Adams only gets open. Aaron Rodgers is like doing things in the back pocket. He's not beating his guy off the point of contact.
Yeah,
That could be scheme though. It could be scheme. It could just be bad scheming.
No,
but it's like you see, huh?
Go on.
I was gonna say like certain receivers you see kind of beat their man and get and find that hole in man or zone's easy to find holes in, but just in man.
So,
what?
I got a question for you. So, do the Rams have a number one wide receiver?
No, they got a scheme. They got the second greatest coordinator in the NFL, or the second greatest. I guess you is McVay
the second greatest.
I mean, right now, I gotta go Andy Reid number one.
Andy Reid number one. All right.
They got better talent though than y'all do though. So that's other than Gurley.
Exactly why the Kansas City Chiefs before that whole Kareem Hunt thing had so much more talent.
Yeah, than so I think that's the reason why. But like, yeah, I go with them number one because Andy Reid's been doing it forever. He's been doing it forever. So I got to give him the longevity.
It is amazing how the script is flipped on Reid and how much people now respect him more than they did when he was leaving Philadelphia.
Yep.
I wanted the Panthers to fire Rivera when he got fired from Philadelphia. I'm like, fire Rivera, hire Andy Reid, and they didn't do it. And now the Panthers are out here with a shitty defense and not the all star offense that they should have.
Yeah, and I think the same thing happened to Bill O'Brien, where like what 8 weeks ago I was like, get rid of him, he's dead weight, and now like, oh fuck, Houston's good, what the hell? So like
I don't give him credit though because he didn't want to start Deshaun Watson, so he kind of had to because his other quarterback couldn't save his life in the
He didn't want to start a rookie behind like a porous offensive line.
I know, but he started the guy that was submit footed behind a porous offensive line.
Yeah, but who cares about that guy? Like, sacrifice him for the future.
I get you, but like if your offensive line's bad, put a guy there that can move. That's what the Bills did with Josh Allen. If you don't got a good offensive line, get somebody that can actually move and create time.
Yeah, but then they were looking to like make him into a good pro long term, not to use him.
But
like,
sitting behind you Brian save your, Hoyer, though,
yeah, you save your king, you make him learn, and then sacrifice the pawn.
I know, but like, how much is he going to learn behind Brian Hoyer? He's not sitting behind Brady. He's not sitting behind Rodgers.
This isn't Madden where you only get experience points for game time.
Okay,
in real life, you get experience points during practices.
I get you, but it's just they're not going to learn much behind that dude. It's just like, so I just don't see the point of sitting a guy that everybody, you didn't think he was this. And then
you don't learn from a dude. You learn from like a playbook and studying it day in and day out and studying tape during practice.
I just don't think he deserves his credit because he didn't luck into
it. I mean, let's be real. Deshaun Watson isn't even that great, so.
Ooh, banter.
Doesn't even matter.
All right. I'm not a Texas fan, so you can deal with that.
He's not.
We'll see. He's still young. He's still young.
That's why he's saying he's not that good in a 9-game winning streak.
You can put okay. So the quarterback is the whole reason. I'm not even going to get into that.
I mean, it could
I'm
be. Not even going to get into that. Yeah. That defense is really good though.
So this
month, also Baker Mayfield aided in that because he was terrible this past Sunday.
Yeah. So all right. In conclusion, Mike McCarthy, I feel like, is unfairly being shit on, even though he's released now. It's a lot like Andy Reid. And this Mutt podcast went way off the rails.
I'm just saying, I don't think he's been being the scapegoat. I think he sucks at his job right now. If your scheme takes 3 years to learn, your scheme's too hard.
I think it's both. I think he's being the scapegoat, and let's be honest, the players play the coach's coach, but he also had to go.
Yeah. I think his coordinator sucked.
Dog, Cam learned this fucking North Turner offense in a offseason. He's not perfected it, but he's learned it. This motherfucker McCarthy, it takes 3 years to learn his scheme. Like, what? That's bad coaching.
Wait, who said it takes 3 years to learn his
scheme? Mike McCarthy. It's because they asked when Aaron Rodgers got hurt last year, they asked if they're going to sign Colin Kaepernick. And then he said no because it takes 3 years to learn our scheme.
And then the quarterback they had was shit, right?
And then he went out to – then he tried to go – then he tried to sign Brian Hoyer on – or claim Brian Hoyer off waivers, which was hilarious. So just a blatant lie.
Well, because I think they tried the backup for a few games, and he was shitty, yeah. Right? Didn't they mm-hmm. end up cutting him this year, whoever that was?
They traded Brett Hundley. I think it was not Hundley. Was it Hundley?
Yeah, it was Hundley. It was Hundley.
Yeah, they traded Brett Hundley to, like, I don't know who they traded them to. The Browns, maybe?
It was the Browns for Kaiser, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Was Kaiser the quarterback? I don't know who it was.
Kaiser's one of the backups now, I think.
Yeah,
right?
Kaiser was the Browns quarterback. So, yeah, they traded him.
Yeah,
so I just find it funny, though. I'm just thinking, like, if you're a good coach, you can get things done right away. Look at the Rams. Rams out here implemented offense in one season.
With McVay.
Yeah. They also went from Jeff Fisher to Sean McVay. So.
I know, but just implementing a system to make a quarterback look from being like a bust to potentially like a really good pro for the next 15 years.
Well, but there was a lot of latent talent on the Rams that wasn't being used correctly. Like, there's not a lot of latent talent on that Packers team.
That's true.
So,
other than like the offense,
other than the line and the quarterback. Mm. Yeah, I can see that. All right. That's it for the podcast. Mike, really appreciate you coming on, bud.
Yeah, no problem. I it's always fun. It's always fun to talk Madden and football.
Yeah, it really was. Texas, I will see you next week, good sir. And have yourself a nice frosty. Or what is it? It's not ultimate frost. What do we got? Zero chill. Have a good, zero nice chill. Zero chill days coming up.
Kill a frost.
Yeah, just have no chill when you go.
There it is. And do something crazy. And I want a story next week, Tex.
I'm not gonna do anything. I did have a story I could have said, but like
what?
I could have said it, but it was, I didn't do anything. Nothing happened, but it was funny.
Well, that's all I want, man.
All right, I'll tell you right now.
No, why would you?
I'll tell you right now.
All right, shoot.
I missed two booty calls this week, so there you go.
Wow,
how do you miss that?
Yeah, what?
I was asleep. And now I'm not going to go to sleep ever again.
You're Texas, welcome. Texas is going to get a really bad coke problem here pretty soon.
There you go. Text unfiltered. Y'all wanted it. Y'all got it. If y'all stayed to the podcast to this point, y'all got an amazing story.
They earned it. But are you going to give us more details about these booty calls? Is it from the same girl or two different girls?
I literally went to sleep. I get a message and I don't check it because I'm asleep. Then I wake up and they're like, yo, I wanted to hang out, but I'm going to bed now. I'm like, oh. All right, my fault. I text back. I'm never.
No, this is what you
sleep.
Do. You respond to it and you say, "Oh, I'm up now."
Yeah,
I'm there up. There you now.
Go. You say, "I'm up now."
I'm coming over.
Yeah. That's what you got to do.
You're pulling right up. There.
Your door won't stop me for that long, lady.
No, okay, I'm not doing any of that. I'm not gonna. Yeah, tweet. You got. I'm not gonna text anything incriminating. That's. I ain't trying to go to jail. Can't go back.
You're too pretty.
to be a vending machine for sex. Yes.
All right, take it easy, dudes.
Goodbye.
See ya.